I started getting a phone call, and I had to put it on silent. And
then, who's calling you?
Just a friend.
Why I said that was so. Who the hell's calling you?
Josh said that like he was Chelsea's new boyfriend.
I really did.
Don't worry about it, baby.
That better not be that guy who works with you.
You're so jealous.
Let's do this episode as Greases.
I hate it.
Don't sit on my car. Come on, man. Don't sit on the bud.
I like that.
Is that one ready to go?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Oh, yeah.
I am ready to go.
I've never been so ready.
I'm excited.
Chelsea, yeah. You on the phone with your new boyfriend? Are you freaking ready?
I am so ready.
Hey, folks, and welcome to Watch Me Fuck with Marc Maron. Is that what it's called? Anyway, this is not really that. It's April Fools. It's the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds movie. I got ya. My name's Josh, as it usually is. I'm joined by my co-host, Keaton, once again.
All right. I'm Marc Maron. Watch me fuck.
I've heard that before, but no, they were quite so dulcet tones. Wonderful guests for this April Fool's special episode. Please welcome back Chelsea.
Hello, thank you.
What are you thanking me for?
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, okay. I do a lot of things for the community, so more than anything. And joining us for the first time ever, not in the same room as me. This is quite a momentous occasion, Dave. I just ruined it. Dave's here.
Wow.
You fucked that one up pretty bad.
Well, every other time we've recorded an episode together, it's been either in your office building or in a TGI Fridays or in a park.
Or on a park bench. And I might even be in the room now.
All classic podcast recorded locations.
Nature's podcast studios. Chelsea, let me ask you first. Have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Like, my phone started ringing again. I thought it was on silent.
Oh, my. I'm going to tell this guy he's going to have to wait to get his jollies off.
You. That new guy you work with again is always calling after hours.
Chelsea, we got to know. Are you a jet or are you not a jet?
You can find a jet or are you not a jet?
I think you know the answer to that.
There's two types of people in this world, Chelsea. Jets and not jets.
Wild.
This wild.
Wild.
This old wild.
I love that.
Anyway, Chelsea, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
No, I have not.
Okay, have you seen the scene where the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie?
Of course.
Next, Dave, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
What are the Angry Birds?
Well, that's not a good sign. Dave, have you seen the scene where the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was far-fetched, but I enjoyed it.
Is that a play on the bird Pokemon far-fetched?
Yes, the one with the leak.
He's been punctured.
The flower of my life.
Dave, you don't think the piss-drinking scene was very realistic? Is that what you're saying?
No, not
at all.
You
didn't buy it.
You don't think the video game birds would actually consume urine in real life?
I think they would, but I don't think like that.
You didn't think they'd be that upset about it?
No. Well, I don't want to get into the whole cloaca thing again.
You think they'd like it?
I guess we're gonna. I think they would have loved it. I think that's the difference. If it had happened in real life, they wouldn't be freaked out. They'd be like, perfect, bring me some more.
Now, folks, it is April Fool's Day. What are some of the pranks we've been getting up to?
Oh, you'll like this one.
I know you got a good one.
Hang on. My prank.
Is this about Marc Maron?
Yeah, this is Marc Maron fucking.
Do you fuck Marc Maron from April Fool's Day?
That's a good one.
No, my April Fool's Day joke today was not going to class and then also not getting out of bed before we record the podcast.
Got him.
Yeah, nice. I'm not sure. Maybe a little too highbrow for me. But
it's a victimless crime, as they say.
Well, those are the best kinds of crimes, apart from crimes with victims. Chelsea, what did you get up to on this AFD?
Oh, I didn't prank anybody. I was afraid someone would prank me, so I wanted to. I just stayed inside the house and didn't talk to anybody.
That kind of sounds like a narc answer, if you ask me.
I mean, in a way, you had a boring day and pranked yourself. by just having a bad day. you really got yourself.
Got him.
Yep, got him.
Dave, any japes?
Yes, a very good one. I've got a friend who owns a beer shop, and we spent, from February, we set up a fake brewery, and we were going to drop some fake craft on their Twitter. And I woke up today, after designing these beers and creating these fake adverts, I woke up after 12, so we can do it.
God damn it.
Oh my god!
So that was a good couple of months.
That's the best prank of all.
Well, you know, I've been so busy preparing to do this this month of daily podcasts that I haven't got around to doing any pranks. A wink, wink.
Oh. Oh, you're saying we're going to do a podcast every day?
He also said wink, wink.
Yeah, I also said wink, wink. But the thing Keaton picked up on is the one I wanted to talk about.
Right.
We'll talk about wink, wink later, Dave. Don't worry. But,
yeah, okay. Right. I think your eyes are weird. Don't see an eye to fit.
I think wink, wink goes real well, you know, along with I'm Mark Maron, watch me fuck. But, but back to the idea of doing a podcast every day for a 30-day month.
Imagine what sort of a situation you'd be in to come up with an idea like that. And I guarantee you, I was in that exact situation.
Wow.
Oh, well, the situation I'm imagining is you have a sick brain.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Which, as we've established on this podcast, you know, many, many a time, you do have a sick brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not as sick, you know, as the people who listen to this, but...
No, but my brain, if you could do sort of an x-ray of my head... First of all, my brain's got its own eyes... Chelsea.
Yeah.
Will you stop receiving calls
from
leather jacketed suitors all around town?
That one, this time it's my freaking house phone.
Well, they're probably trying to, you know, they're on the milkshake bar trying to hold it.
Hey, Chelsea, come down to the soda fountain.
Hey, Chelsea, we're all sitting on my car on the side of the road. Hey, Chelsea, you want to come to the school and smoke a cigarette for the first time?
Hey, Chelsea, you want to try some necking in the dugout of the baseball field?
Chelsea, I dropped my hair gel. I'm busy today, just a personal call.
I dropped my hair gel. Okay, hopefully that'll be the last time.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Jesus, God. That's a big gang you've got over here. Hey, Chelsea, we're all at the diner banging on the... We're on the diner banging on the jukebox.
Chelsea, we're all at the diner rhythmically banging on the tables and upsetting the other guests.
Chelsea, we're all at the diner banging Mark Maron. You want to come down here?
Why is he here? I don't know. But, he's getting banged. Come watch.
All right, what the fuckers. So get this. Earlier this morning, I was at a diner trying to enjoy myself, and this group of greasers comes in, and he just starts banging me.
Fucking millennials these days, am I right? Banging me in the soda fountain milkshake diner.
Anyway, Jerry Seinfeld is here. So the idea is every day for the month of April, where we'd be doing a podcast.
We're not as proficient. Wait, if you could pause a second really quick.
Hang on, let me get to the middle of a word so it's more impressive.
Yeah.
Sure, I can pause a second.
I just wanted to say, what's the deal with kids banging Mark Maron at the soda fountain? Oh, it needed to be done, but yeah. Continue.
Couldn't that. So the idea is episode... Now, when this podcast first started, I think like the first... I don't know how many it was, like the first five or six were back-to-back. That was in the stage where this didn't seem like it was going to be a real podcast.
It was still a joke then, and it's still a joke now.
It's just a sadder joke.
In a different
it
way.
It was a very up-in-the-air kind of thing.
The joke wasn't on us.
The joke was more the concept of it existing at all and not the content of the podcast itself.
I'd say the content's changed a bit, too.
Chelsea, is that...
Yeah, it sounds like a BlackBerry. Is that your other cell phone ringing?
It's my dad's cell phone.
How'd they find your dad's number?
That's every phone.
Hey, Chelsea's dad. You want to come comb shopping?
When I told my dad I was doing this, and to, you know, give me some time, he asked if it was anything like an Alex Jones podcast.
Uh-huh.
in many ways.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Very much the same angry Mark Maron fucking energy.
I told him no. I told him it was a comedy podcast, and he said, good, clean humor, and I said, of course.
The cleanest.
You're in sterile.
That's what we're known for, is family-friendly podcasting here.
So every day for a month. Wow.
Every day for a month.
That's a lot.
We're gonna have loads of
30 days.
That is exactly 30 days,
by the way, guys. Little April fact for you there.
Dave.
Hello.
Can I talk to you to the side for a second?
Yeah, sure.
This April facts you keep coming out with.
They're good, aren't
it's
they?
It's the same one every time. You just say it's 30 days in April, and that's it.
It's correct, right?
Yeah, it's correct, but you don't need to... If you just got one, you don't need to say it's an April fact, because it's just the April fact.
No, there's many facts. I've just dropped the one, though.
Oh, so you're just wearing the one fact out, so that when the others come along, it's that much fresher.
And then we can move on to some other ones.
Yeah, let's move on to some other ones, maybe soon.
Okay, I'll drop some fresh stuff.
All right, if you can. Let's get back to the main thing.
Okay.
You guys, I thought of a riddle while you were gone.
Ooh.
Well, riddle us this.
You guys want to hear an April-themed riddle?
Sure.
Okay, so if April showers bring May flowers... What do May flowers bring?
Cockroaches.
Well, close. It's pilgrims.
You didn't make that up.
No, I thought about it. I remember.
Okay.
It was told to me by this kid, Tommy, who was on my Little League team in fourth grade. I just remembered him.
Hey, King! Come down to the baseball diamond. I got a joke about May flowers for you.
He just gives away the punchline. I got a joke about May flowers for you.
I got a joke about the pilgrims arriving on the May flower for you. Whoops, but then I didn't say that. See you in 20.
Chelsea.
Yes.
One idea I've got. And there's many ideas, by the way, for this April. Oh, Chelsea, you know what? Cut this question for a second. I'll come back to you.
Oh,
okay. I think I like a name for this.
I've got a mid-question for Dave.
Okay.
Wow.
Dave, I mentioned this to you before, and you came up with a name for the April Fool's Day month.
Did I?
Yeah, do you not remember the name that you came up with?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm racking my brains. Hang on. It began with a vowel.
Yeah.
Shit.
Was it A?
No. Yes.
It was?
Yeah, hang on.
I don't want to go through this whole thing.
No. No, it's coming to me.
Yeah,
come
this
on,
would
Matt,
be way was... too extended of a bit. You know, like the time you made me count to four.
Actually, can you give me a 4-2 countdown? Maybe that'll
give you
kind
a 4-2.
Of shock my brain.
4.
Okay.
3, 2.
September.
No. You turned to me and you said, how about April Fowl's Day?
Oh. Oh, that's pretty good.
And I was, a little
like
light bulb
like
came
above
my head. Yeah.
I couldn't bring myself.
Well, no.
Fowl, like birds. Birds.
Chelsea's got it.
Well, that's rude.
Keaton, you're still in baseball mode. But,
sorry. I can't stop thinking about Tommy.
So, none of us can. Great idea, Dave. Chelsea, I'm back to your question.
Okay.
In April Fowl's Day,
Mm-hmm.
I've got plenty of ideas of what we can do. We've got celebrity guests. We got celebrity guests at the end of this episode, by the way. I forgot to mention that. We're very excited. But I also thought, you know,
I hate surprises.
Okay, wait. Just before we get to that, is it Mark Maron?
It's not Mark Maron. He couldn't make it today.
Is it Jerry Seinfeld?
He also couldn't make it today.
Is it Eminem?
Both very busy being fucked.
But they'll make it some point in the month. Jesus. No, I won't tell you. It's going to be exciting. I've been thinking. I always ask the same famous two questions at the start of every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Keaton, what are they?
Well, the first one's usually, who's this Keaton guy and why is he in my recording? Then after we move past that one, you ask each guest if they've seen the Angry Birds movie.
Mm-hmm. That's actually the one I was thinking of was number one, because number two.
Oh, okay. Well, and then the second one out of the three is whether or not they've seen the scene in which the Angry Birds drink piss in the Angry Birds movie.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun during this month to add a question every episode.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
To that list. Rather than sitting coming up with artificial questions to add and having it all like that, I figured I'd make the guests do it. So, Chelsea, Dave, I'm wondering if the two of you can come up with a third question to add to that roster.
I like
for
April that.
Fail 3 months.
Okay. Does it have to be Angry Birds related or can it be
anything you want.
But it can't be, Dave, and I know you're thinking this, it can't be what do Mayflowers bring? Because we already did that one.
Okay.
We already know that one.
Okay. I have one.
Let's hear it.
It's just off the top of my head. It's not the Mayflower question.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
I just want to run it past you. It's not my final one. It's just an idea. Have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
That's interesting. Dave, I want you to think
bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news, Dave.
Oh, no, really.
Of
choice.
The two questions that are already there, that is one of them.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Chelsea, can you maybe help out here?
I think that was a good idea just because it's like going along with Josh's great ideas. So I support that. But
thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, it was exactly the same.
Yeah, I just want everybody to have a good time.
Yeah, but it flattered me, so I'm okay with it.
Okay.
But my idea is, we're always talking about, did you see it? Did you see it? What about, how did you feel?
Okay, now this one is interesting, because usually with a first-time guest, Josh will ask, have you seen it? Have you seen the scene? What'd you think about it?
Oh, so maybe there already is the third question.
Well, what do you think about it is kind of, sometimes I'll ask that, sometimes I don't give a shit, so I also move on.
Yeah. But I like how did you feel?
Only like how it affected you emotionally.
One emotion, yeah.
It's just going to reach into people's hearts.
I think we should just acknowledge everyone's feelings and make them feel heard.
Okay, well, let's not get on some liberal shit, but okay, fine. We'll add that to the official roster for this month. Question three, how does it make you feel?
Okay. Josh, are you writing that down? Good.
What I'm doing is
Am I supposed to be writing that down?
In my mind.
Josh, you're gonna forget it, buddy.
Keaton?
Yeah.
Get these questions written down.
Keaton's the secretary.
Oh, that's a co-host duty.
Freaking
it's true goddamn motherfucking computer hours right now, boys.
We're in April.
What's that sound?
It's April Fools, and it's goddamn motherfucking computer hours.
If you could bring out any one of the Angry Birds into real life, which one would it be?
Whoa.
Oh.
And then what would you do with
that's
it?
Weird. The ending is weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, considering we have a lot of pervert listeners and guests.
Who knows?
Present company included.
Oh, definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely. The cream of the pervert crop in here.
We've talked about shaving birds and cutting birds' throats on this.
This question worries me.
What? What's one of the two things you list as pervert and cutting throats?
If you could pull any Angry Bird out of the film and shave it, which one would it be?
Cutting throats?
I meant cutting throats.
Josh is still hung up on this whole cutting their throat thing.
That wasn't me that said that. It was actually Josh.
What is Greasers doing to you?
I've gone bad now.
It's Chelsea's dad.
It's gotten real.
We're taking your dad out to cut throats.
Fuck.
All right, so those are the two new questions. How does it make you feel? And if one of the Angry Birds was real, what would you do with it?
Paraphrase. So but weird. Fine.
I'm just worried that someone might do with it what they might do with Mark
when,
Maron.
When Mark Maron comes on the show, we're going to get a seedy answer to that question.
Oh, boy.
And I don't mean bird seed.
You mean Mark Maron's seed?
I didn't mean Mark Maron's seed.
Yeah, what are you saying?
So many layers to this.
We got to get Mark Maron's seed on this show.
Hi, welcome back to the Angry Birds Drink Piss and the Angry Birds Movie. Here with my co-host Keaton today, and our guest for today is Mark Maron's seed. Welcome.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, great to have you on today.
And that would be a show.
It's a show.
Mark Maron's seed, real quick. Which bird would you take out of the film into real life, and what would you do with it?
I'm glad you asked.
Now, another advantage of doing these daily is going to be we can have a real quick turnaround on feedback. The fans can get involved with comments and suggestions and questions, and we'll continue to ignore them. But just on a faster basis.
I would like to encourage once more, because we haven't been very good about this. There's a very interesting voice memo function or whatever in Anchor, and I don't think we've ever received one.
We have received one, and I deleted it immediately.
What was it?
Just some guy saying, hey. I was like, shut the fuck up.
So if you go Josh. On the Anchor app and you go to our podcast, you can record a voice memo and put your voice on the thing, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Chelsea, don't you fucking dare.
I'm going to say all kinds of stuff.
That sounded like both a threat and a promise. And now I'm feeling a little seedy, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy. Feeling a little Mark Maron seedy.
Wait, do you guys know what I mean by CD? Because I don't.
I think you mean compact disc.
Oh. Computer disc.
CD.
Josh.
I assumed you meant that's Chelsea Donovan.
Disc. Is it computer disc?
Oh, wow.
It's compact disc,
it goes,
right?
Compact it goes disc. Onto the computer.
It's compact.
Dave's right. It does go on the computer.
It goes onto the computer.
That's true.
Good point. I'm not saying it, but I'm making a face that says that's bullshit, right?
It's the Chelsea disc.
It's the Chelsea Donovan. My full name. I want everybody to associate me. I want it to come up in Google first thing. Piss. Angry Birds, Chelsea.
You know, yeah, we actually do transcribe every episode. So if you Google any line from any episode, the podcast will come up. And everyone will know what you said.
Oh boy, Mark Maron's going to be real disturbed when he does the name search. My what?
on Mark Maron's daily Google search of his own name.
Maron.
Hi, Mark Maron.
Fuck. Oh my god.
Did you find some fan fiction or something?
Dave, you should not have clicked on images.
It's already up there.
It sounds like it's too late, and I'm also extremely curious. Mark Maron fucked.
Okay, Keen, don't click maps, though.
Oh, fuck, buddy. This is not good.
What are all these flags?
Yeah, I'm going to drop a quick April fact here.
Is it a new one?
Is it the April fact?
It's a new okay. one.
Dave?
Yeah, no, it's the same one again. Did you know April has 30
yes,
days?
Yes, Dave, we know April has 30 days.
Yeah, but did you?
I did know that. I actually said that before you said the fun fact the first time.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for the reminder. The
we're all just adults as well, so we know.
Sometimes I forget.
I mean, speak for yourself, but yeah, I do know that
sometimes
April has 30 days.
Sometimes
it's
I
one of the months that
June.
I'm certain about. Josh, we're gonna do 30 episodes
Josh,
in 30 days.
Okay. Yeah, we are.
We're already
I'm
exhausted.
Fucking exhausted already.
Every conversation like that will not be in them, so don't worry.
I'm excited for my Twitter feed to just
more
like
some tweets. Get them tweets out of there on Twitter.
I gotta start doing new tweets.
I'm encouraging everyone listening now to write more comments, go on the subreddit and do whatever fucked up stuff you do there.
Just sound the fuck off on the subreddit.
Yeah,
let's get Mark Maron's attention.
Let's get Mark Maron. Everyone tweet at Mark Maron. We need your seat on this show.
Share favorite.
Oh, that'd probably be easiest if he mailed us a vial of his seed.
Yeah, we want like an old medieval vial.
Unsealed, preferably.
Unsealed, because we want some of it spilling out on the way here.
for not curious.
And I can't even think of a reason why we might want that. We do.
You know, as much if we can get as much of it as possible, just spread across the world.
Spread it.
Yeah. Let's just put a bunch of stamps on there, a bunch of different addresses, and see how much of my seed we can get. You know, globe trotting. Is that what Johnny Apple? Is that what it's called now?
Careful, I hear the Johnny Appleseed family is very litigious.
Is it Johnny Appleseed's family?
Johnny Appleseed's granddaughter?
Yeah.
Johnny Appleseed's granddaughter's pissed on Twitter right now.
Oh my God. Writing to people all over the world. Chelsea, is that phone going again?
My dad's cell phone again. Says,
hey, Chelsea, so you want to hop in the T-Bird and we'll go and spread some of Mark Maron's cum all over the world? Hey,
Mr. Chelsea's dad. Hey, you want to see my new switchblade?
Hey, Chelsea's dad, I'm going to send you a picture of me in a t-shirt, and if it's not too tight, tell me.
He's getting in with
I can always go crowd. Tighter.
The other great thing about doing an episode every day is that we can keep up with the news. You know, I'm always hesitant to talk about the news because... the age of social media. We're all talking about friggin' hot dog rat.
Close, but yeah, not quite. I think you're probably more hesitant to talk about the news because you're such a slow editor.
It's true.
Got him.
But we can get a little bit more into the news. So I'm going to introduce a segment at the end of every show where we just talk about what's going on in the world today.
Are we going to do that right now?
Yeah, Kian, do you want to... in fact, Chelsea, can you do a theme song for the news? Okay, that's Hawaii 5-0.
We just got copyright striked.
So, I don't know if you guys know. Here's the big news today. You guys familiar with Elon Musk?
Oh, fuck. We really have to talk about this?
This ties into the big celebrity guest I got, so it would be rude not to.
What?
This doesn't sound like it's real news, but Elon Musk has released a rap song in memory of Harambe the gorilla.
I fucking read it, and I genuinely was like, this isn't a funny joke. Like, who did this?
Yeah.
Who made this weird headline?
Yeah.
And then I saw that it was a verified fucking journalist account.
I felt the same way.
I thought it might be funny to play a little bit of that rap song on the show, but... I don't want to hear any of it.
I also don't.
But I was shocked when, after hearing this news, I was contacted by a certain someone. Harambe himself.
Yeah, I figured.
Has got in touch with me, and he said that he has written a rap song in response to Elon Musk.
Oh. Well, okay.
Wow.
Harambe is dead.
Yeah, this is a heavenly ghost angel sort
from
of situation.
From the grave?
Yeah.
It's a spook rap.
From Harambe's grave. So Harambe is here now, and he's not going to say anything before the performance, but Harambe has written a rap song in response to Elon Musk.
Oh my God.
That he's going to perform here today. Keaton, I wondered if you would lay down one of your famous beats.
Oh. I would be honored.
Okay, take it away, Harambe. This is Harambe's song about Elon Musk. Who the fuck is that?
I guess he's a gorilla.
Yeah, gorillas. He's got no idea.
Gorillas don't know who Elon Musk is.
Harambe, thank you so much for coming here, dude. He's gone again. He's faded away.
What an honor, truly.
Rest
honestly,
in peace.
It's great to have him here.
It's amazing.
So we're coming to the end of the show, guys.
Can we just tune up the news segment with a little news thing that I made?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. News.
Oh, my.
Wait, but it ends with Dave going, news, and then Chelsea gasping.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
It's so perfect that it's now going to be in every episode.
Yep.
Instead of content.
It was really beautiful.
If I could drop some personal news really quick.
Oh, shit. And can we do it again, Dave? Personal? Can you say personal before you play the jingle?
Okay, I can do it again.
Personal. News.
Wow, that sounded very NPR-like. That was super good. Anyways.
Oh, we're on NPR now.
Yeah, in a little bit of personal news, I have actually just discovered on the podcast in the last 2 minutes, I have a bald spot on my calf. There's just, like, no hair there.
And I didn't know that. I have one, too.
I don't know why there's no hair there. I've never seen that before.
Where on the calf are we talking?
It's my calf muscle, my upper left, outer left leg.
Oh, damn.
Toward the top.
I'm so sorry.
There's just no hair there.
I've got a mole there, so I don't know if we're on some sort of connection.
Well, there's a freckle, too. There's a freckle.
Yeah.
I've also just discovered a lot of bruises that I don't know how I got.
Are they also in the calf area?
Yeah.
It's from dominatrixing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Kicking the subs.
You go in there and you're like, tie me down, just go to town on the calves.
Jesus Christ. I do like calf stuff, but you know who doesn't? It's Mark Maron.
He's a little more vanilla.
Hey, guys, if you could... If you're gonna fuck me in the diner, just avoid my calves. Those are the money makers. So I just needed to get that out of the way so that we could, you know, move on and do 29 more episodes in this month alone.
Well, now that we're into the show, I do have something to reveal to you guys. This whole April Fowl's Day month thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
April Fools.
Oh, thank fuck.
You fucker.
You got me.
That would be an insane thing to do. Just kidding.
That would be stressful for us. I'm certain it would be stressful for our listeners.
Oh, I was excited.
You have to get your jollies out cutting throats.
I've had more than one person. Jesus. I've had more than one person tell me, yeah, I stopped listening after episode 49 because I really want to listen to 50, but it's so long. I've told so many people to just skip that fucking episode.
If people are listening to 50, by the way, that's one of the most popular episodes is episode 50 for some reason.
What?
Yeah, the, is that? The numbers are a little bit up on that one. Yeah.
Seriously? That one did well?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a spike. I think it's because a lot of people, a lot of kids are watching the Angry Birds movie, and the adults, the parents are just looking for something different to add to it.
Yeah, if you have to watch the Angry Birds movie with your kids, put some headphones in, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, the kids don't have to hear it, because there are a couple of cuss words, but you could be sitting there listening to us say all kinds of shit.
I love to do cuss words on occasion.
What's your favorite cuss word?
Favorite cuss word?
Mm.
I love a good old-fashioned fuck.
Whoa. So does Mark Maron.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, we know it. But I think and I know the Brits in this recording might think differently, but in the US at least, I'm pretty sure no word that isn't a slur hits harder than cunt.
I mean,
really hits home.
Cunt to us hard. That's
just can like I change? Saying... Can I change my question?
I don't like the timing of that.
I'm going to go with no.
But I do want to hear what you're thinking.
For the start of the episode, I'm thinking we just ask, what's your favorite cuss word?
I would like a let's add it to revision, the list. A proposed revision to that question. We could ask, cunt?
That's what we're going to have to talk about afterwards.
All right, you know.
Chelsea, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Dave, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
And Keaton.
I'm so excited not to do 30 days of straight podcasting. Fuck.
Sorry for the April Fools, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Furious.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What's up?
What?
Double April Fools, bitches. 30 days!
Fuck. We've been
30 fucking days.
New episode tomorrow.
30 days of Mark Maron getting fucked.
Yay.
We're going to have Mark Maron's seed on the podcast.
Mark Maron's seed.
Be looking out for our 420 podcast special. We're going to figure out, Dave, you have to help us because Josh said he doesn't know how to get weed, but we have to figure out how to get Josh some weed for the 420 special.
Brilliant. Why are you coming to me?
Because, Dave, you're the only person I know that Josh knows in real life.
Oh yeah, that's fair. And I think I am the only person that Josh
is Josh like. Real?
Oh. Yeah. I actually
he is, but he's very small.
Very, very small.
Josh is just a very, very small man.
I live inside Dave's asshole. Sometimes I just come out and say, hi.
Go to a TGI Friday.
Alright, see ya. Back up. Genuinely, we are doing an episode every day this month. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, everyone.
Look out, bitches.
I'm going to lay down one more NPR sting, and I want someone to swear at the end of it.
Cunt.
Thank you. This is how I get off.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Love you.